Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Tracks, tips, trainers. The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Absolutely, we do about this time every morning, Monday to Friday on The Breakfast Club. We give you the insight into how the tracks will be racing today around the state. And hopefully a few winners as well. Sammy Highland doesn't do that very well. So we've gone to Willie Hernan, the track walker today, the vice captain of the track walking team. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, guys. Yes, Cranbourne race tonight on a good four surface. The rail's out at 7 metres there, and the penetrometer is 5.35. I thought the track walked in nice order for Cranbourne Cup tonight. They haven't raced here for about over a month, so they have done a little bit of work on the track in that time, and it does walk a clean racing surface. But the grass still is a little new, so the track may cut out a little bit with racing tonight. And in the straight, it does walk pretty even across, but with the rail out, it doesn't hurt to be far off the speed, especially early in the night. And a nice day is forecast with a top of 26 for Cranbourne today. And Swan Hill are racing during the day on a good four track. The penetrometer is 4.95, and the rail's in the true for Swan Hill, guys.
So, Willie, just a bit of feedback for our punters out there, just to summarise that. Do you want to be on speed tonight at Cranbourne?
I just think with the rail out, it usually has speed, especially early in the night. It probably evens up during the night, but early, I think on speed is the place to be.
Right, that's good feedback for our punters. Now, a bit of a tip for us, please, Willie. Sam's not very good at this game.
Yeah, the pressure's on again, but we'll go Cranbourne Race 5, number 8, Stellar Collision tonight.
Race 5, ooh, number 8,
DK Stellar Weir, he's gone out on a limb.
Well, $5, bit of value there.
We've got some value.
That's good, Willie. What's the confidence levels like, Willie?
I only tipped one last week for one winner, so I'm on a high, so we'll go again. I'm very confident.
We love that sort of energy.
That's confidence, Willie. We don't get that from Sam.
No, it's hard to get that because
you get fear.
Second place is first loser often. Willie, have a great day. Well done. Good luck with your tip.
Thank you, guys.
Willie Hernan, vice captain of the track walking team. Scotty Gullins, we welcome Matt Laurie to the program, who's got a runner tonight in the Cranbourne Cup at Cranbourne, of course. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Now, I was just having a bit of a look through the form here, and anything behind Humidor for me is good form for a race like this.
Doesn't read too bad, does it?
Reads magnificently. What's how are you feeling? What are you thinking tonight?
This has been the race that we've been setting him for. Obviously, he's had to tackle some pretty strong races leading up to it, and I think he's handled himself quite well against that grade. So back to this level on probably a track that should suit him, you know, we're hopeful that he'll, you know, run a big race.
I should mention Master Reset is the name of the horse. I think I might have failed to mention the horse name, which is a bit of a setback for the punters. Race 6, number 7, Master Reset in the Cranbourne Cup tonight. Now, you heard Willie Hernan say that you want to be sort of on speed early in the night. Perhaps it might even out. Where will you see Master Reset in the running?
Well, she's always been a horse that's sort of settled in the first sort of 2 to 4. I can't see any reason why that won't be tonight. But Luke's had reasonable success on him, and he knows him quite well. And if there's a little bit of pace on, he'll be just stalking. And if the pace is suitable to him, and he's not out of his comfort zone, then he might take up the running.
And you're pretty confident you can get a result tonight?
Well, we're hopeful. I mean, he's a really honest horse overall. He's been a really successful horse for the stable, and I'd like to think that a race like this is within reach.
Right, that sounds pretty good to me. Good luck, Matt. It's a great opportunity to take out the TAB Cranbourne Cup tonight there at Cranbourne. Good luck.
Thanks, fellas. Bye.
Matty Laurie there with Master Reset, race 6, number 7.
I've backed it a couple of times. I don't mind Master Reset. It's one of my horses.
It was two lengths behind Humidor.
Yeah, it's
last
third
out at Caulfield. Getting
down
ready,
third weight
up, as you say, down in weight. Now, it's a good race, and Duke of Brunswick is the favourite in that race for Mick Price, number 2. But that looks all very good to me, if you don't mind.
I think this could be a new... I mean, I I don't know. Is this a new event, the Cranbourne Cup, on a Friday night?
This was a transferred meeting.
Transferred, yes.
From pre-Christmas, I think it was. It was rain. Was it rained out? Wind.
Ooh,
too windy to race. And it's a dual night because the Decron Pacing Cup is on tonight as well.
And
I'll be in the double-seater sulky challenge. I'll be there tonight at Cranbourne Cup night.
You've done this previously, haven't you?
I have.
What's the sensation like?
It is fantastic. It is so good. You're sitting there with a dual seater, so one of the drivers is there with you.
So you're not in charge.
Well, last time I've done it twice. First time I just sat there and put my pants.
Yeah.
And the second time I was with who was I with? Oh, it'll come to me in a second. Shouldn't
must
I?
Have been Gavin. A memorable experience.
No.
Gavin Lang.
Chris Alford.
That'll be him.
Chris Alford. I've driven with him twice. And he said, second time he said, right, you're back again. You take it. So I had the reins and I was steering the horse around the track. It was awesome fun. It's a massive adrenaline rush.
Did you pop the ear, mate, and get the
my
whip?
No, Chris had the whip. I was just doing the reins, just sorting.
And it's a
out.
Legit race between
tucked
the others.
Tucked in behind, looking out for the one out, one back, and then came out the sprint lane. I went back to the inside. Didn't quite get him. Didn't quite go. In fact, I was about 15 lengths last, but I had a great time doing it.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter SHIPPING.